The Boston Massacre by
Luke,
Jillian,
Hazel,
Dylan,
and Reed.
March 5th, 1770.
Crispus, we need your help in the town square.
Why? What's happened?
A skirmish has broken out in the square. The redcoats are involved.
Why me? Even though I'm a free slave, wouldn't I still be a target because of my skin color? If the redcoats find me and recognize me, they will sell me back into slavery, and then I'll never be free again.
We need you, Crispus. I'm counting on you. Grab your musket and powder horn. Go now.
But John, what about you?
I'm going to get more supplies. Be a man, Crispus. Serve your country.
But John...
Go. I don't want to hear another word.
Crispus proceeded to the square, musket in hand. The patriots had been protesting the intolerable acts which were initiated in response to the Boston Tea Party.
Stay back, redcoats.
Don't come any closer or I'll shoot.
Fire! Fire!
A gunshot sounded in the air. The massacre had begun.
John, where are you?
Crispus, it's me, Henry, your friend.
Henry made his way through the square, trying to avoid enemy eyes. Crispus crouched timidly behind an overgrown maple tree to catch his breath.
Isn't this exciting? Some of the folks in the pub say that this could mean change. They're calling it the fight for independence.
Crispus stared wide-eyed at the battle. He had never cared for war or violence, but change was necessary.
This is my land as much as yours. Fire if you dare.
John gathered supplies for his brothers in arms. As he packed a powder horn, he heard the sounds of increasing gunfire in the square. He knew the fight was getting worse. John rummaged through the bullets, only to find there were a few left. John ran toward the square, finding the riot getting more intense.
Crispus, where are you?
Over here.
As Crispus ran from behind the tree to the comfort of the extra ammunition and the company of his best friend, a single bullet punched through his neck. Blood dripped down his face. John ran to his friend's side.
John, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. This is all my fault. All my fault. You warned me and still I didn't listen. I'm so sorry.
And with that, Crispus took his final breath and lay limp on the cold ground of the town square.
No! No, Crispus! I will avenge you!
Henry charged across the town square, adrenaline pumping throughout him.
Crispus, your bravery will not be forgotten. I will not let you die in vain.
Crispus Attucks died March 5th, 1770. He was the first to go in 42,000 casualties in the fight for independence. Although he died a painful death, he also died a free man. Little did they know, this was just the beginning of the American Revolution.